King David spares the life of King Saul. But this is before David became king. It came to pass when Saul had come back from chasing the Philistines that they told him, David's hiding in the wilderness at En Gedi. Now that's horrible, isn't it? When people go and tell on you, and say, oh, he did something. He's here, she's hiding there. And that's what people...
Yeah.
That's what they did to David, because Saul hated David and wanted to kill him, although David had done nothing wrong. So they go and tell Saul, David's hiding in the wilderness of En Gedi. So Saul took 3,000 chosen men and went to chase David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. So poor David was like a goat being chased, and Saul had 3,000 men. Well, we don't know how many David had, but it wouldn't have been very many. Well, he came to the sheepcotes by the road where there was a cave, and Saul went into the cave to rest. And David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. Now, those caves were so big that, you see, David and his men had gone in there thinking, uh-oh, Saul's coming, let's just hide in the cave and he might go past. And then, uh-oh, Saul has actually come into our cave. He's going to catch us. There's no escape. But there was an escape because God saved them. So, there David was and his men deep, deep inside the cave. And there was Saul sleeping just in the entrance to the cave.
I imagine the cave went... like a spiral case, down and down and down and down.
Yeah, it might have done. So they'd have been very careful, because it would have all been echoey in the cave. They'd have been very careful not to say anything.
And it would be a bit slippery and slidey.
It would be, that's a good point.
And if it was and like a spiral case.
And yes, the down, down, down. Oh, I've gone too deep. Up and up, then see, as to get there, and then you say something, then
it would be, it would echo. That's right, your voice would go up to the other people.
If it was spirally and it was slippery, it would be quite hard to go down.
Yeah, and it was also quite hard to come up it. So the men of David said to him, and I expect they said it in whispers, "This is the day of which God said to you, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as you wish." Then David got up and cut off the skirt of Saul's cloak.
What's a skirt of cloak?
Well, it's the bit at the very bottom, because in those days men wore these flowing garments, flowing like, not jackets, but tunics that covered right down to their feet.
Tunics like robes.
Yeah, like robes. So these long robes had a bit at the bottom.
Like a corner.
Yeah, just the bit at the bottom. And like the bit at the bottom of a woman's skirt today. And David cut that off.
With a sword?
Maybe with a sword, yes, or a sharp knife. I'm not sure if they had scissors like we have them.
Have you got two swords and put them together?
Yeah, so you see, the men of David said to him, "Go on, kill him. This is the day of which God said, I will deliver your enemy into your hand so you can do to him what you want." Well, actually, the Bible doesn't record that God ever said that to David. So these men were imagining what God had said. And that's exactly what people have done all over the place. They've said, "Ah, yeah, God said this, the Bible said this." When you actually look at God's word, it actually doesn't say what people say that it does. And that's why the only way is to read the Bible for ourselves. David said to his men, "God forbid that I should do such a thing unto my master, who is the Lord's anointed." Remember how Samuel had anointed Saul. "God forbid that I should stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord." So David controlled his servants with these words and didn't allow them to kill Saul. But Saul got up out of the cave and went on his way. And David also got up and went out of the cave and cried out after Saul, saying, "My lord the king!" And when Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the earth. And David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to what people are telling you that, oh, David is trying to hurt you? I'm not trying to hurt you. This day your eyes have seen how that God delivered you into my hand in the cave, and some wanted me to kill you, but my eyes spared you. And I said, I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Moreover, my father Saul, see, this is the skirt of your robe in my hand." He waved it around in his hand. "I cut off the skirt of your robe, and I did not kill you. So know and understand that I do not have any evil planned against you. I have not sinned against you, and yet you hunt me to try to destroy me. May God judge between me and you, and may God avenge me of you, but my hand will not be upon you. After whom has the king of Israel come out? Whom are you chasing? I feel like a dead dog. I even feel like a little fly. And you're chasing me with all your men. So may God, who is the judge, may he indeed be the judge between me and you. And may he plead my cause and deliver me out of your hand." When David had finished speaking, Saul said, "Is this really your voice, my son David?" And Saul cried. And he said to David, "You are more righteous than I am. You have rewarded me good, whereas I have always done evil to you. And you have showed this day how well you feel towards me. When God gave me into your hand, you didn't kill me. For if a man finds his enemy, will he just let him go away? Normally a man kills his enemy. So may God reward you good for what you did to me this day. And I know that you will be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hand. So promise me now by the Lord that you will not kill my family after me." And David promised Saul, and Saul went home. But David and his men got up into their hideout. So you see there how we should not take vengeance. If someone does something bad to us, we should not go and do something bad to them. If he scratches me, I should not scratch him back. And David showed to Saul that he was not going to kill him and he was not going to hurt him. And he left God to be the judge. And that's so important, to leave God to be the judge. If people do bad things to us, God will judge bad behaviour, although we've all sinned, and so we must leave God to do that. And David really set a wonderful example, especially when he had his friends saying to him, go on, kill him. And we've got to be really strong and be men and women of principle and do what God says and follow the principles of love that are in Jesus. Even if everyone around us is saying, no, be selfish, stand up for yourself, get revenge, and all these things. This is not the spirit of Jesus. It wasn't the spirit of David.